I'm going to leave January 26th. It will take me 2 days to get there. And we're going to have our first practice on the 31st of January.
Oh, really? That's together. The first time you'll ever skate yep. with the rest of the team?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll be traveling and then practicing right away and then yeah. thrown right into competition.
Well, I certainly is going to be the first time I've leaved this continent. So I, you know, never experienced jet lag. So I want to make sure I'm there and rested and adjusted before practice.
And now you're skating with the best teams in the world, it looks like.
Yeah, it's the highest level of roller derby it's amazing to be a part of, to even have this opportunity to go. So I'm pretty honored to go and represent.
So what does that mean for you? Do you have to train the next few months?
Oh, you know, even in applying for this, I mean, even for the Petersburg Ragnarok Rollers, I mean, our season has started. So super excited. And so I already knew I'm just going to train anyway. You know, I didn't know at the time if I make the team, but, you know, it's always, I love this sport. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to train. And it's certainly now more focused training. So
you know some of the other team members, though. There's some other Alaskans, right?
No,
you're the only Alaskan. Okay.
Yes, I'm the only Alaskan. I'm not sure how that happened.
Any Canadians that you've known
yes.
or skated with?
No, actually, I just know a couple of the, not personally, just, you know, certainly a fan of Mick Swagger. And she started out with Rose City. And then she went to Gotham. So, I mean, she has played in the World Cup. So as far as everybody else, there is a Sim Sheehan that's on the team. So we had our first meet and greet video conference the other night, and it was just amazing. So I'm super excited to play with them, meet them all in person. And we all going to be doing some video chats with each other so we can all get to know each other. So I'm super excited about that.
And what's your ancestry?
Oh, I am Tlingit. I'm Kagwantan. So I'm Eagle Wolf. And so I grew up in Juneau. My mother, she's from Huna. And then my grandmother's, they're from Klukwan.
The rules are the same. It's still flat track. It's all
yes.
what you've been doing anyway here with yep. with Ragnarok. And okay, just a whole new level.
Yes. it's pretty amazing. You know, I grew up in my culture, and I grew up, you know, learning a lot through my family and stuff. But, you know, as life takes you, sometimes it just takes you away from that. So I say over the last 10 years, you know, it's kind of, my focus has been someplace else, as being a mother and wife and some, you know, own personal challenges in our family. And so it's awesome moving here, getting involved in roller derby. It's kind of brought me back to, you know, knowing who I am, you know. And so when Angela tagged me in that post, I was super excited, like, yeah, what do I have to lose? You know, sure, let's fill out the application. And then when they wanted a tryout video, and I'm like, wow, okay, this is getting real. And, you know, and so through all that process, it's kind of brought me back to a place where I want to get more involved in language and the community and, you know, and just kind of looking for ways to interject myself back into that. If anything, I mean, that's made me proud.
Mm-hmm. And now you'll be representing Alaska. And
yes. Yes. All cool. tribes, not just my own, but yeah, for all tribes.
You haven't even been skating that long, have you? I mean,
no.
It's only been a couple years.
Not even 2 years.
Kind of a meteoric rise to the top here for you.
I know it's awesome, but it's like, wow, really? You know, with the support of my team and, you know, in the community and stuff, I mean, it certainly has given me that, you know, courage to just try out, but to go, yeah, why not? I can go and do this. I can have fun. Of course, I'm going to learn incredible a lot, you know, so I'll be able to bring that back home.